Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2022 results. This event is being broadcasted simultaneously on the Internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed to the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/ir, and webcast platform with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At this time, further instruction will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. With us here today, we have Mr. Carlos Eduardo Guimarães, Banco PAN's CEO, and Mr. Inácio Caminha, Head of Investor Relations and Funding. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Carlos Eduardo, who will begin the presentation. Cadu, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our earnings release call. This quarter, I will make a brief introduction with our key messages and strategic vision. After that, I will hand over to Inácio to give you more color on this quarter figures. We are very pleased with the evolution that we have been posting every quarter since 2020, when we launched our digital account. We are constantly seeking to build a bank with diversification of products and channels, addressing the needs of our customers and thus increasing engagement. The value of diversification is more evident now as we are experiencing high interest rates and inflation. Now let's go to slide two. Our origination capacity and net interest margin remain robust due to this diversification strategy. Since September 2021, we have been more conservative in the origination of products with credit risk, such as credit cards, personal loans, and vehicle financing, thus allowing a slight reduction in our delinquency indicators when compared to the first quarter numbers. In addition, we have 88% of collateralized portfolio, which cushions the effects of a more volatile scenario, such as the one we are experiencing now. Finally, this quarter, we made all the products available in our app, which will allow a better experience for our customers and improvement in cross-sell. Recently, we acquired Mosaico and Mobiauto are both channels and products that reinforce our strategy in addition to bringing new customers and information for a more assertive origination. We remain conservative in terms of credit, and we expect delinquency to remain at the same levels throughout the second half of the year, with better results for the next year. In addition, we will continue to significantly evolve our platform with new products and a better UX. Now I will hand over to Inácio, who will give into detail about the quarter.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. Moving on to slide three, we see that we have achieved some important advances in this quarter consistently with our strategy. Total clients, we reached 20.9 million in this quarter, growing 70% in 12 months. Our overall credit portfolio stood at 36 billion reais, increasing 11% also in 12 months. When you look at transaction volumes, we see 21.5 billion reais, increasing almost 200% compared to the second Q of 21. And then we have the adjusted net income and ROE. Adjusted net income stable at 194 million reais and ROE at 11.9%, both considering or disregarding the amortization of goodwill that we have over the acquired companies and also the goodwill inside our equity. Moving on to slide four, we see that we have been keeping the client base growth, generating more scale to our business in line with our strategy, so totaling 21 million clients, 70% more in 12 months. Moving on to a quick update on the banking unit, we see on slide five, or six, sorry, that our agenda of keep engaging more of our clients and having every time more a stronger presence of our digital channels is key to our success. So to help that, we have been delivering several improvements in our app focused on credit products with ongoing credit penetration through our app, especially in the existing products, but also coming with new ones shortly. So our app, we have a better view of the statements and the new menu already implemented. We also have Pix installments, which is a new thing coming out next month. We also delivered the AutoPan, which is our car equity product in the app. And we will launch a new feature to make the process even more agile, where we can consult the car's plate to have a better assessment of the property's value to lend the clients with a lien on that. As for Mosaico, we have increased the client flow and we have been observing a client with a higher income. And also we have been increasing the take rate on the sales that we promote through those channels. Moving to slide seven, we see that the banking clients increased to 16.1 million customers. And our focus continues to be on efficiency. So we achieve those those levels, but also having a very low levels of CAC. So reaching 35 reais in this quarter per new client. Looking at slide eight, we have more engagement metrics and we see a lot of different figures here. So for active clients, we have seen a slight reduction, and this is mostly related to being more strict on credit cards. But we are confident that with diversification of products and also with a improving macro scenario looking forward, will help to bring this figure upward. Even so, when you look at cross-sell index, we stood at 2.6 products per active client. And then talking about PIX and transaction volumes, we see interesting evolutions. So we reached 6.6 million PIX keys already being used by our clients with 21.5 billion reais transacted in our app, in checking accounts, and credit and debit card. Insurance, as we see on slide nine, is another very interesting tool to leverage engagement and results. We have been expanding the product offer to our clients. We already have 1.6 million clients with outstanding insurance policies. Out of those, 624,000 clients are within the banking unit, so having a checking account or having a credit card. And this figure has increased by 90% over the last 12 months. And this quarter, we launched two new insurance types, one life insurance and another insurance connected to the FGTS loans. So this is a very interesting way for us to keep adding more service fees to the bank as we deliver and deploy our full strategy. When you look at credits on slide 10, first of all, we have 6.2 million clients with active loans on our client base. We do believe that credit is the most efficient tool to monetization, for monetization. So we always are pursuing to have a complete offer, and we already have this available in our app, so the clients can access and request different types of products. As you can see on the samples here, the client may choose, for instance, between several products, just add the amount of the loan that he wants. We'll run the credit modeling on the analysis with a very simple experience to grant the loan in the end, if that's the case. Also, the credit penetration is still very solid in 40% of the total portfolio already being represented by clients with a checking account or the credit card. And when we look at the 14 billion reais that these clients have, the diversification is also very interesting, because we see that we have like a balanced flow between payroll loans and FGTS, also with vehicle financing, and also with credit cards. So this shows how our platform is complete and how the clients may benefit from different products. With Mosaico on slide 12, we made a relevant move in terms of increasing relationship and client engagement in our base, unlocking actually very interesting tools for adding value to our business. And we see that all these tools have been already delivering interesting features. So the funnel, the acquisition funnel is very powerful. We saw 2.4 million co-branded credit card application since its launch. And we also have been observing a higher income in the client's flow, a more differentiated client. And another interesting aspect, when you look at the combination of these two businesses, is how we can improve the use of information, not only the flow, but also the use, adding more opportunities and bringing more products for us to offer to our clients in a more contextualized way. All that because we may know better the clients with additional information. And still talking about Mosaico, our aim here is to have more efficiency. So we have been experiencing a higher take rate in the GMV that we observe in the platform. So this is the key to address monetization. We have been prioritizing better take rates, leading to 55 million reais in fees in this quarter. Moving on to margins and credits, on slide 15, we see that all the credit metrics are stable, and we have been more assertive in the not only in the origination but also in collection. We are always aware to act very fast and in a preventive manner whenever we see a more challenging scenario building up forward. And we have two key messages here. One is that our net interest margin already after credit cost is very strong in solid levels. And delinquency, when we talk about over 90 days NPL, we have a stable outlook ahead. So on slide 16, we see the evolution of the net interest margin after credit cost. We ended the quarter at 12.3%, a slight increase on a quarter base, but still leveling with the three quarters that we observe in the chart, with a 36 billion reais portfolio. Delinquency and credit quality we see on slide 17. So the mix of the portfolio hasn't changed since the end of last year. So we currently land at 12% of unsecured loans in our portfolio. And this stabilization reflects all the measures that we started in back there in September 21, when we added more conservatism, especially in the credits or in the loans that are more credit-related risk, and also increasing the collection force that we have been implementing with our clients. So with that, we already saw a reduction in the 15 to 90 days NPL to 8.4, and also a slight reduction to 6.7% in the over 90 days NPL. So looking forward, we still have a stable outlook, as we have mentioned last quarter. And this is how I expect it to keep going. Moving on to financial highlights on slide 19. Our net interest margin stood at a very strong level, 17.8%. Even if we look at the net interest margin excluding the credit assignments, we have 14.1%. And the decline that we see in the chart is basically because of the interest rate increase, which affects new loans origination. We don't have any exposure or any effects in the existing portfolio, as it is fully hedged whenever we originate it. Looking at provisions expenses, we are running at, we run at 5.2% in this quarter as a consequence of all the adopted measures that I mentioned. Overall expenses totaled 1.1 billion reais, mainly pushed by payroll loans origination, as we saw an increase in volumes in this quarter because of the increase in the deductible margin. We'll comment on that in a bit. And also when you look at administrative expenses, we increased because not only we intensified vehicle foreclosure, for instance, in our collection strategy, but also because of the full consolidation of Mosaico's structure. All that led us to our net income of 194 million reais in the quarter in the adjusted metrics with the 11.9% ROE. Looking at origination on slide 20, we state how important diversification is, not only through channels, but also products. This is fundamental in our strategy. And we brought here a longer period just to exemplify how the change of adding the checking accounts started to change the way that we or the levels of origination that we have have been delivering over the quarter since the beginning of 2020. So before that, we used to originate 4.2 billion reais on average on each quarter, and we increased the 4.2 to 6.4 billion as we added more products and as we added more channels. This is very interesting and key on our strategy. On slide 21, we have the overall portfolio. So we stood at 36 billion reais, flat on a quarterly base, but growing 11% compared to last year, June 21. Payroll loan plus FGTS totaled almost 16 billion reais, vehicles 15.4 billion, credit card flattish in 4 billion reais, and personal loans with 500 million reais. It's very interesting to highlight that 88% of the portfolio has collateral, as Cadu mentioned in the beginning, and renegotiated loans are very, very small in our books, representing only 0.6% of the overall credit portfolio. Moving on to the products highlights, we start with payroll loans and FGTS. In this quarter, we had the increase in the payroll loan margin that happened back there in March 30th. So second Q was already fully impacted by that movement. We originated 1.1 billion reais on a monthly basis. And on the other hand, FGTS loan suffered some operational constraints that affected all the banks operating in this market. And we originated an average of a little bit more than 200 million reais per month. But we expect this to increase over the course of the third Q. The portfolio stood at flattish at around 16 billion reais, with different movements associated with origination and credit assignments. And when we look at the origination breakdown, we still see a very solid 96% of federal codes giving more robustness to our portfolio. Vehicle loans on slide 23, we keep a conservative approach, and we have been launching some very interesting and innovative tools to help not only our clients, but also the dealerships to work with us. So now we can, the client can quote a loan with only three pieces of information, the tax number, the ID number, the mobile number, and also the monthly income. This gives us a lot of agility with assertiveness. And we also added a significant amount of cars in Mobi Auto's platform. We currently have 210,000 cars in the platform, 72% more than what's than the existing figure in September 21 when we acquired the company. So this is very important for not only engaging the dealerships, but also the clients. In credit cards, we keep our conservative approach, not only in new credit cards issuances, but also managing the credit card limits for our clients. We issued 224,000 new cards in this quarter, below what we have seen in fourth Q21 and first Q22. Nonetheless, we still see an increase in transaction volumes and also consequently in the interchange revenues that we have, totaling 80 million reais. As a consequence of this conservative approach, the portfolio stood flattish at 3.9 billion reais in this quarter. Insurance on slide 25 posted some improvement. We totaled 143 million reais in new premiums in this quarter, reaching 1.6 million clients with outstanding insurance policy. We already have a broad portfolio of products, and we launched two more, as I mentioned in the beginning. And we still have a pipeline to keep expanding this product offer, and this will help us to improve cross-sell within our clients. As for funding on slide 26, we reached 37.5 billion reais, increasing diversification among our funding sources, increasing 24% in 12 months. We concluded in this second Q in April, to be more precise, our third public banknote offer, when we raised 861 million reais for 2 and 3 years tenor. And we will expand the offer of investment products in our app, improving the experience for our clients. And as for capital on the last slide, 27, we see a very sound 17% full CET1 level with a very strong internal capital generation based on our results. So with that, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. We will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question comes from Pedro Leduc with Itaú BBA. Please go ahead.
Thank you guys so much for the call and the question. I would like to dig in a little bit deeper onto the 6.8 flattish NPL figure that you reported. Of course, that's a picture at the end of the quarter, one that's a lot of different pieces. If you can then break it down a little bit, at least directionally wise, between the credit lines that you have, vehicles, payrolls, and then the clean credit products. And then as a follow-up or second piece to the question, we did note a much higher run rate of write-offs in the quarter, about almost twice as much as in the last. So that's also part of the reason, I would say, that helps NPL stay a little more around flattish. We see NPL formation still going up a little bit. So your lights there for us to see, I mean, the 6.8 between each credit product, and then how you're seeing that translate into NPL formation going through the write-offs. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Leduc. First of all, the NPL figure stays stable, basically on three different things. First of all, we've been, as Ignacio said, we've been more conservative in terms of origination, mainly in the credit card and vehicle loans. The second point is we've been more conservative as well in terms of our portfolio. So in the credit card portfolio, we can reduce the limit of the clients, even for those clients who have been paying well, based on some information that we have from the market. So we've been doing this very actively. And the third part is collection. We've been more intense in terms of our collection policy. So when we add these three parts, it helps. It have been helping a lot, these NPLs being stable. The second point is write-off is a function of the last quarter's NPL. And our write-off presented a higher volumes due to the greater amount of NPL portfolio. As you can see, basically comparing the last year numbers of delinquency, numbers of provisions, you can see that it has been increasing. It has been increased. So consequently, our write-off increases as well.
Thank you, guys. If you can you tell us just at least in terms of direction, each of the credit products, the NPLs within them? Thank you.
Looking forward, we believe that for the second semester, the NPL numbers will keep at the same level, improving for the next year. This is NPL. And in terms of coverage ratio, we've been at between 80% and 90%. But it's very important to highlight that the credit renegotiated in our portfolio is very, very low. And on top of that, 80% of our portfolio is collateralized. Another point, we have 17% of Basel ratio of that core equity tier one. So we've been keeping these figures at the same level since 20, I would say 2015, 2016. So very comfortable to address this more volatile scenario and for the growth that we believe that we will deliver next year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, if you have a question, please dial star one. Our next question comes from Gustavo Schroden, Bradesco BBI. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks again for the call and for the opportunity. My question is regarding the credit assignments that you did. So we saw a relevant increase in the quarter. But my question is, can you tell us what was the rating, of course, on average, but what was the rating of these credits sold? My question is related to if they are rated at a D to H or A or B or C in terms of rating. If you can tell us on average the rating of the credit sold, would be great. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Gustavo. Basically, we sell credits with A and double A ratings coming from payroll loans and FGTS loans.
Okay, great, great. Thank you.
As we have been saying since the beginning, it's part of our business. We do good transactions in terms of price selling these portfolios, and it helps us to manage funding and capital.
Great, Cadu. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, please press star one. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Carlos Eduardo for his final remarks.
Thank you very much for the participation, and see you next quarter. Okay? Thank you very much.
This concludes Banco PAN's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.